Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's me, Jason, talking right into your ears alone from Jason's living room, giving you a little update on the world of Let's Get Into It. Season 2 has finished. Pilot's episode was the last of that, and we had a finale planned for you guys, which we were going to release last week or this week, and it just didn't work out. Sometimes that happens, and there was technical difficulties and other difficulties, and it just didn't come together the way that we wanted it to. So we decided not to put it out, and we're just going to be done with the season. And we will be back in March. I believe in March. We're taking a month off, and then we're going to do some more recording. You don't really care when we do recording, but we're going to record again soon. After we clear our heads out, relax a little bit. Coming back to you with season 3 sometime in the early spring. And we're going to move to a new schedule where we release still on Wednesdays every other week rather than every week. Now, why are we doing that? It's because I learned at the end of season 2 that if I have enough contracts to actually fill up my days with work, I don't have enough time to also do a weekly podcast, especially as we're trying to do more experimental things with this, and as we do more things that take post-production, it just started taking more time. And as a contract worker, sometimes I have that time and sometimes I don't, but I think if we go to every other week, I'll always be able to have that time, and we'll never disappoint you, the listeners, who demand this entertainment in your life. You call me, and you demand it, and it's terrifying, and I don't want you to come after my family. So that's the plan. We will see you again in the spring, where we will be delivering Let's Get Into It every other week. While we're on the subject, let's talk a bit about Let's Get Into It. You and me, I'll handle most of the talking, don't worry. At this point, you just listen. But I would love to hear back from anyone who is of a mind to share their thoughts with me, absolutely. We've been doing the show now for 2 seasons. It's been, I don't know, 25 episodes or something like that. And I think we know what the show is now. It started off as a show about trying to figure out how to make a good show, a podcast about figuring out how to make a good podcast. And that's certainly a goal that has no end, and it's one in whose service we continue making this podcast. But I think we know what this is now. And hopefully you guys are enjoying what it is. It is a podcast where we try to push ourselves to do things we haven't heard done in podcasts before, or that we haven't done in podcasts before, to see if they work, or how much we like them, or how much fun we can have with them. And some things work great. Most things work pretty well, which is kind of amazing. And some things don't work so well, and we try not to do them again. But mostly, we just like experimenting with this podcast, and are really thrilled that other people enjoy listening to us and helping us experiment with this. We have amazing guests who come in and are just down to do whatever. And I can't say enough about how privileged I feel that these people come in and often with very little to no plan, just start playing around with us and help us figure out what each show is going to be every week. And if it's going to be something very weird or otherworldly, or if it's going to be something real and perhaps we'll learn a thing or two. I don't know. But we are going to continue to try to do things that challenge us and let us know what you enjoy so we can maybe do more of it. We'll listen to some extent. So if you have anything that you want to chat about, you want to let us know about the sorts of guests that you like, the sort of things we do that you like, just reach out to us at A Good Podcast on Twitter. You can shoot us a DM, we can jump on email, we can chat, whatever you want to do. I would actually love to hear some feedback from the wider world out there. We certainly know what we like, what we haven't liked, what we're self-critical about, etc., etc., but we're running what really is a highly experimental thing. And you can easily get in your own bubbles with that. And sometimes it's really helpful to check out with other people and figure out just like what's getting across or what's getting lost in the mix. It's less about, you know, hits and misses, like, you know, what are the people like? But just more about, I don't know, how a weird thing is actually presenting itself. And if it's doing so in the ways that we imagine it is, or if it isn't, it's always helpful to learn those things. And especially doing an experimental thing, it's helpful to get other perspectives so you know where to experiment next. Like, what is a fun thing to play with that we haven't played with yet? What do you think we haven't gotten enough out of? I'd love to hear that. So please, if you want to get in touch, just reach out to @agoodpodcast and we'll get back to you. And see you guys in season 3, sometime in the spring, where I can guarantee it'll be weirder. There'll be more awesome guests. We'll be trying new things that will sometimes succeed wildly and sometimes fail horribly, as in the case with this finale. And then we just won't release it. And since we have an extra week in the middle, we'll probably just get together an emergency convention of the three of us and do something in its stead that's even dumber than the original thing that we threw up the window. So that is my promise to you. In the spring, season 3, every other week, dumber things, still the great guests. We're still having fun with it, and thanks for giving a shit the extent to which you do. This has been really fun for me to be a part of. Let's get out of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.